بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we have mentioned previously also that this majlis is a majlis of tawbah, istighfar, dhikrullah. A majlis in which we try to remind ourselves of our goal. Our focus is akhirah. We remind ourselves that we are not going to live in this dunya forever and ever, and we have come here with a purpose to achieve. And the spiritual melodies that have gathered in our heart and have corroded and rusted our heart, which continues to do so. We sit here and contemplate, and we try to remove the rust that has corroded our hearts, our spiritual hearts, by dhikrullah, by sincere tawbah, by sincere istighfar. We have great hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful, no matter what sin we have committed. But as long as we do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we raise our hands and we shed those tears, and we are sincere and we beg and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving. Allah loves to forgive. And therefore, in this verse that I recited, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and those who do some immodest, immoral action, some misdeed, أو ظلموا أنفسهم, أو they have oppressed themselves by transgressing the limits of Sharia. In other words, they have committed sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards a person who committed sins as oppressing himself, because he was to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This body that Allah gave him, the life that Allah gave him, was to be spent and utilized in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that he disobeyed Allah, he has in reality oppressed his own self. And therefore the beautiful masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he specifically taught to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and for all of us to recite at the end of our tashahud, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Wallah, I have wronged myself. And this is in salat, right in the end, after we read our tahiyyat, our durood. Then in the end, it is a masnoon dua, which we should try and read. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. Now what wrong has a person done, whereas he is in salat? Of course, if there are any deficiencies in salat, and this is meant, or the sins that the person has committed, and now he has come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made sujood before Allah, he made ruku before Allah. Wallah, inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself. Dhulman kabira. And riwayat says, dhulman kathira. So I have made a big oppression upon myself. I have committed a big wrong. Or many wrongs. Wala yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. And there is nobody besides you, oh Allah, who can forgive. Wallah, you forgive my sins. You are most forgiving, you are most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who have done wrong, they have done immoral actions, and they've committed sins, ذَكَرُوا. Their quality is such that immediately they are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. They went in the path of ghaflat, they made a mistake, but immediately after committing that error and blunder, they did not persist in guna. They did not wait for their entire heart to be engulfed in sins and become black and corroded and dark and heavy. A mu'min, in the riwayat of Bukhari, this is a qawl of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, which Imam Bukhari has mentioned in his Sahih Bukhari, where he mentions Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the statement that a mu'min, a believer, he sees sins, dhunub, like a mountain above his head. As though he's under a mountain about to crush him. He treats his sins so seriously. Whereas a fajir, a sinful person, a person who is ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he treats sins just like a little fly that comes on his nose or passes by his nose and he just wards it off. Very insignificant, does not even bother about it. So a fajir, a sinful person, does not worry about his sins. So he continues to sin, he persists and he persists and he continues in that direction until his heart becomes so dark, so overwhelmed with sins and engulfed in evil that the person just distances himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not feel good. Whereas the believer, the moment he does wrong, then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just he only take the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but he ponders and he realizes the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah. And he realizes, my Allah is most ghafoor raheem. My Allah loves to forgive. And therefore he turns to istighfar. Zakarullah wa astaghfaru li dhunubihim. Wa man yaghfiru dhunuba illa Allah. There is nobody but Allah who can forgive sins. You know, in hadith Qudsi, it's a long hadith, but this is one portion of the hadith. Allah says, Ya ibn Adam, O man, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. Even if your sins, that you commit so much, that it reaches the clouds of the sky. Imagine from the earth, the entire earth is covered right till the skies. So much of sins. ثم استغفرتني. Then you turn to me and you make istighfar. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. And I will forgive you. I am not bothered how much of sins you have committed. But oh my banda, you have turned to me knowing that I am Ghafur Rahim. And you are making the tawbah, you are making that istighfar. I am prepared to forgive you. In fact, I have forgiven you. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That that person who clings onto istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Of course, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, our istighfar, the way we make istighfar, in such a haphazard manner, no concentration, no dedication, and we are committing sins with our eyes, and we make istighfar, but we're still committing sins. He says that istighfar itself requires another istighfar. So therefore, istighfar should be such that we are sincere. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So that person who clings onto istighfar, lazim al-istighfar, he holds onto istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will make for him an opening from every difficulty. He's got a difficulty at home, business, in his school, in his college, wherever it is, in his family, some problem he's got. He's got a dhiq. Dhiqun means something that is narrowing him. A very difficult life. Allah will make an opening for him. And from every distress and grief and gham, Allah will relieve him from the distress. And Allah will sustain him from unseen sources. Allah will give him rosy. You made istighfar. Allah is going to remove you, make an opening for you from your difficulty. Allah is going to remove your distress, your pain, your agony, your depression. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide for you from unseen sources. You didn't even think that you'll get money and get wealth from such a place, and Allah will provide for you. If you hold on to istighfar. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi is sitting one day and somebody comes, and he complains to him, he says, that there's drought and we've got no rain. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi tells him, make istighfar. Istaghfirullah. Shortly after that, somebody else comes. He says, I've got no children. I'm married, I've got no children. Show me something what to do. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi tells him, istaghfirullah. Make istighfar. A third person comes. He complains that his garden has gone dry, his orchards, there's no water. Hasan Basri rahmatullah tells him, make istighfar. The person who was nearby Hasan Basri rahmatullah was very taken aback by this answer. He found it very strange that these people got different problems. Somebody is suffering drought, there's no rain, somebody has got no children, somebody's garden, there's no water, there's no river, and you're telling each person to make istighfar. So he quoted the verse, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. make istighfar to your Rabb, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. If you make istighfar, the result would be يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا. Allah will send rain from the skies, from the heavens, copiously. Abundant rain. Midrar. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. And one person had come also, and he complained of poverty. I've got no money. Hasan Basri told him, make istighfar. So Allah says, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ. Allah will assist you with wealth. And the one who said he got no children, وَبَنِينَ, you make istighfar, Allah will give you children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And the one who says that his gardens, his orchards has got a problem and there's no water, Allah, you make istighfar, Allah says we will give him orchards and there will be rivers that will flow. Istighfar is so powerful, so powerful. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The person who says in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. reported by Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud and other kitabs as well, where Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned that whoever reads Astaghfirullah al Azim, Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al Hayy al Qayyum wa atubu ilayh. All his minor sins are forgiven. Even if he ran away from the battlefield whilst facing the enemy, you are supposed to be steadfast and confront the enemy and fight the enemy, not escape from the battlefield and be a coward. That is regarded to be a major sin. So even if he did that, but if he reads this istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah al-azim, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, all his sins are forgiven. Then we have Sayyidul Istighfar, which we had mentioned previously, but just to refresh in our memory, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned this, the leader of istighfar. We have different words for istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That is the most simple istighfar. Then I mentioned the one now, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, which is very, very powerful. But then the Sayyidul Istighfar, the leader of istighfar, why? The words here are most virtuous, afdal, the words, the eloquence of these words, the meaning of these words are so powerful, so beautiful that Rasulullah regarded this as Sayyidul Istighfar. And whoever reads this istighfar in the morning, having yaqeen in these words, and if he passes away before the evening, min ahli al-jannah, riwayat of Bukhari, he'll be from the people of Jannah, he'll get paradise. And if you read in the evening, before the morning, if you pass away, then you get Jannah. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'dika, ma istata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika aliyya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi. فَغْفِلِي إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. It's a long dua, long istighfar. It's found in the kitabs. Which simply means, O Allah, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني. O Allah, you are my Rabb. You are the one who created me. I'm your slave. I'm your servant. And I'm on the pledge and pact that I have made with you, that I will be iman in you and I will obey you to the best of my ability. O Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of the wrongs I have done. O Allah, I acknowledge the bounties that you have bestowed upon me. And O Allah, I confess my wrongs. O Allah, you forgive me. There is nobody else that can forgive me besides you. So this is Sayyidul Istighfar. Try and learn this dua. Read it once in the morning, once in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins and Allah will give us jannat because of this one dua. But the important thing is, istighfar should be such that we read with some feeling. In other words, we should concentrate on the greatness of Allah. And Allah is ghaffara, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is washing away our sins. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine he was ma'soom, sinless, committed no sins. Like every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the Sahaba, it is mentioned that in one gathering, just sitting here like one gathering, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Sahabi counted, one narration says 70 times, another narration 100 times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Oh Allah, I am making istighfar. I am asking you for forgiveness. And I am making tawbah, I am turning to you. 100 times. Why? So his ummah, you and I, who commit sins day and night, who are drowning in sins, we should realize the importance of making istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, especially in these times of turbulent times, there's so much of turmoil, chaos, anarchy, and there's problem in the entire world, even in our own homes and businesses. So read istighfar in abundance. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدانِ ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدانِ ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 حاضری اللہ ناظری اللہ شاہدی اللہ معی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make us ذاكرين شاكرين يا الله make our tongues moist with ذكر يا الله give us the sweetness of your name يا الله Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, so soothing, so powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Make us move it only in your remembrance, my Allah. Ya Allah, send our durood, our salam upon Nabiya Kareem, durood, salawat upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The durood we read, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, convey our salam to Nabiya Baak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, via the angel who is deputed to carry our salam. To Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We are making tawbah, istighfar, my Allah. Allahumma inna natubu ilayk wa nastaghfiru ilayk. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir. La ilaha illa anta. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه يا الله ما لغناكم عفوا ما لخطاكم عفوا يا الله forgive us now my Allah make our hearts clean and pure my Allah make it be brightened again my Allah يا الله give us that himmat and courage to refrain from every type of sin my Allah يا الله major sins minor sins يا الله sins that we're doing knowingly unknowingly even my Allah Those things that we are doing, not even realizing that it is sin, my Allah. Protect us from it, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malik Kareem, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah. Jahabi ummah parishan hal hai. Allah, parishani dur farma. Grant all of us, my Allah, every single one of us, afiyat, my Allah. Afiyat fi dareen, my Allah. Afiyat in this world, afiyat in the hereafter, my Allah. Grant us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, the sweetness of iman, give us istiqamat and taqwa, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sihat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. There are so many who are sick and ailing, my Allah, in hospitals, ya Allah, at home, those have undergone operations, going for operations, ya Allah, those are in ICU, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, ya Allah, doctors have lost hope in them, ya Allah, and they're getting cured. My Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, ya Allah, grant them jannah for those. Tonight also there are two janazas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, my Allah. Give us maut on iman, my Allah. Give us maut on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us in a good condition, my Allah. Such a condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us in Medina Sharif. Grant us burial, Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any saab kidab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, asqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله so many have requested duas may Allah answer all the jais murad حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما فلفل و حاجات النیز may Allah Allah we've got so many needs so many needs so many worries so many sorrows so many problems may Allah different people have got different difficulties may Allah You are well aware of each person's musibat and mushkil and his difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove our mushkilat, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.